Hey, Mr. Mila Rakhawana, how's it going for you? I'm really, really pleased with you. Your great speaking, your great ideas, and a very good idea. Now, what will happen in 2050? Okay, as you may have heard from me, I think the previous discussions that I saw in a program on TV that robots will be replaced with humans. Not in 2050, of course. It might happen in the 22nd century or 23rd century, I don't know. But in 2050, I personally think that robots will grow very, very radically. I think so. But they won't replace with humans. At that time, humans will be more effective than robots, I think. But robots will grow very, very large. And I think I really prefer to live in the 18th or 17th century. I think that time that there weren't very big cities. That time human was very we're living very humans were living very much more lovely together, visiting each other and having good mood. Today in the modern age, don't have good mood, and children who are born in the last few years might even don't realize the good mood. I think that they will be very anxious, very greedy for pretty ambitious. I don't know. They won't be lovely. In fact, they will be cold. That's what I'm very, very worried of. And about the robot in 2050, I don't know how much they'll grow, but I think that time robots might their mind might grow very, very radically, that they might want to kill us, in fact. It might seem very ridiculous right now, but in the next few decades, it might grow very, very serious. You might have heard about Elon Musk. He has a lot of ideas about robots. The robots might want to destroy human beings, and they might want their own empire. I add that at this time, it's very, very ridiculous. I know that. But in the future, their mind, what I'm talking about, their way of thinking will be very, very close to humans. And in the next few centuries, they might go ahead of us, pass us. They'll be even more creative than us. In the next few centuries, they will grow very, very intelligent, more intelligent than us. It's very, very bad, very serious, terrible, I might say. Because the human beings will be destroyed. I think robots will have no heart. Their thinking is just on logic, and their logic might be in the wrong way. They might think, why won't I be the empire of the world? Why should humans you know, control me. They might think in this way. The logic might grow in this way. It's very serious. As I said before, I think they must be controlled. They must be restricted. We cannot give them, you know, 100% control, absolute control. No, we cannot give them that kind of control because it might be very, very serious and dangerous in the future. Okay, about my job in the future in 2015. My job, I think, you know, I really like to have my own company. I don't know what it is about, what it will be about. I don't know about that, but I really think I might have a very big company. I don't know, like Apple, Facebook, of technology, I think. I'm interested in technology. And I'm, you know, very interested in robotics. Yes, I said they might be dangerous, but they might be very, very powerful and useful to us if, just if we use them the right way and don't give them absolute control. They if they will be restricted, they will be very, very useful to us. That's the other hand, what I said. They might be very, very useful, or on the other hand, they might be very, very dangerous, serious, okay? So, you ask another question. Do you think you'll be dead or alive in 2015? I think I'll be alive. It's not my decision that I will be alive at that time. It's God's decision. I really, you know, ask God that give me a life more than at least 50 years. That time I can, you know, follow my dreams, my hopes. I really don't want to die before 50 years old. Or even I do like to live 90, 100 years old, even 150 years old if it's possible. If I'm not, you know, dependent on other people. So I think in 2050, I will arrive. Okay, again, thank you for this very great topic. I really please go on, be more active. You're active right now. Be more active. I love your great ideas. I have great respect for you. You're a teacher. I know how difficult it is to be a teacher. It's really hard. And thank you. Thank you for your great idea and your, you know, motivation for us. Okay, have a good day. Goodbye.